So I was not able to see the entire Coachella performance, but I am here to let you know from what I saw, edges have been grabbed, okay? I am trying to find them. It was motherfucking amazing. Do you understand how she took me to a HBCU, booty popping, Michelle and Kelly, those motherfucking costumes, like, Beachella, like, you don't owe me shit, and I didn't even pay for a ticket. I owe you, Beyonce. You don't owe me shit. I didn't pay for a ticket. Like, I'm just so excited. Oh, my God. Listen. So, I'm ready. At this present moment, at this present motherfucking moment, I'm ready. I'm ready to experience all the queen has. I'm ready to do everything there is to do. I need to purchase something. I'm in a purchasing mood, Beyonce. Like, please, put it on Tidal. Put the whole thing on Tidal. I'll buy it right now. We have 137 days, 22 hours, 36 minutes, and 20 seconds before she is here in Miami shaking her ass with me. And I am so excited, and I'm so motherfucking happy! That was my little rant, guys. Like, listen, that fucking yellow hoodie with those shorts and those fucking boots, that fucking jersey, that fucking queen robe, Queen Nairobi, like, everything about it was just amazing. Listen to me, like, I love her. Like, there's nobody else that has the creative vision that Beyonce has. There's no one else that can execute the way she fucking can. And if you cannot see that, if you do not know that, my friends, I am so sorry. I am so sorry that it had to be you. I'm sorry that it had to be you. Because I don't know anybody else right now who's snatching, slaying, doing, and then brought her husband out, girl. Like, listen, I just want to bask in the glory of all that there is, Beyonce and Beachella. And damn it, I knew she would kill it. I knew she would kill it. That's a no-brainer. But I didn't know she was going to do it in the way that she did. Everything that she does is so calculated and just beautiful. With the fucking marching band. Shout out to TJ Trevorrow from Miami New Orleans Senior High School. Was in the band. I feel like I'm a part of this experience. I just want to bask in it. Like, listen, guys. I'm excited. I am waiting for this tour. I already told y'all, we counting down 137 days, 22 hours, 36 minutes, and 15 seconds. Well, it might be shorter than that, but y'all know what I mean. I'm ready. To God be the glory. Thank you, Beyonce, for this precious gift that you've given us. And when I find the entire performance, I will be watching it. Do you understand me? I will make a movie. Bitch, I'm going to have people at my house watch. It's going to be a Beachella watch party after it already happened. Yes! Y'all know I love her down. I can't help myself. I love her down. I'm trying to figure out, like, what I'm going to be wearing to this concert, because she just gave me so much inspiration with these costumes. I don't know. So I'm in the works trying to get some shit together. Listen, I need y'all to understand me. Like, I will not be denied. I will not be denied. This is my fave. I don't care about nobody else. I mean, the only person who's a close second to my fave is Rihanna, and this Beyonce is my fave. I love her down. Anybody who knows me already knows this, and I am just living. I am beating myself up because I was not able to see the Coachella performance right then and there. And I'm just like, I need the link. If you have the link, and I mean a link where I can see all of it, please hit me up in my email. Please ask fulldisclosure@gmail.com. This is an outcry. This is an outcry. Please help a sister. AskFullDisclosure@gmail.com. That's A-S-C. Wait, I don't even know how to spell. AskFullDisclosure@gmail.com. Send it over. My God, I will shout you out. My God, I will pay. Send over the link in your invoice. I just need to see it all. Because when I saw it, it snatched me. So I know the rest of it just has to be absolutely motherfucking amazing. And I'm just so upset that I just did not care enough about Coachella to get tickets. So I'm like, oh,
it's like a little artsy white people festival. No shade, white people. But I wasn't really interested. And I know she was headlining. So I'm like, I don't know what she's going to be doing. She don't really got no music out. Even though I still want to see, I want to fly to California. Look at the time. Like, I should have just went. I should have fucking went and said, fuck it. I don't know nobody in California, but Beyonce is enough. I know her. And I should have just went. That's what the fuck I get for sleeping on it. But anyway, August 31st, I will be live in a motherfucking color in the building having the time of my motherfucking life because I know I'm going to have the time of my life. And I can't wait. 137 days, y'all. We counting down. 137 days. Y'all need to understand. So this is my segment of just ranting about Beyonce. I mean, I haven't done enough. Trust me. I can do more, but I don't want to kill y'all with it. I love her down. And even Rihanna fucking slayed with these goddamn costumes. With this outfit she had on that first one with the white buckles. Bitch, I was into that. Then this slouchy boot one. It was real cute. Serving the girls like extra. Why? Why y'all killing me like this? Oh, my God. It's like, I don't know. I'm so proud. I'm just so proud to know them. You understand? Just to know her catalog. Just to know they're, you know, posh and just beautiful and sickening. Just, I love them down. There's no one like them. There's no one like Beyonce. Let's just say that. And my God, with this blonde fucking hair, that goddamn yellow fucking hoodie, them shoes, them boots, it's just, I need more. Definitely need more. And I'll be right back with some more full disclosure. We ain't shit, but we was raised right.
Automatically send it back out shoulder height. Same as with your right arm. Do you understand that, sir?
Hell no! Mr. Turner.
Hell no!
Understand what I read to you?
Hell no! Fuck this shit! Hell no!
Hold your feet together.
Hell no!
Arms at your side.
Hell no!
Eyes closed.
Hell no! Hell no!
Welcome back, guys, to another week of Full Disclosure. We ain't shit, but we was raised right. And the we and we ain't shit today is me and all my random ass thoughts, opinions, and motherfucking feelings. So let's jump right on into it. So it's been a busy week. A lot has happened this week, so we have a lot of ground to cover. We're going to start off with some hot topics. First things first, let's start with invasion of motherfucking privacy, Miss Cardi B. I love her. I just feel like she's doing her thing. She definitely, you know, has the audience at this moment gagging. This album is absolutely amazing. Like, I can listen to it from one all the way down to the last song. And I'm extremely impressed for this to be her first album. It did not flop. It did not disappoint. Because, you know, a lot of times when, you know, I have a little cute single out and the single's doing well, then they put out another single, then, you know, they featuring everywhere, then you get the album and it's like, not so much. But I really enjoy this album. This album has a lot. It has really good music, as far as like, it has a little bit of R&B, you got the little rap, you got the little trap. It's doing a lot and I really like it. Really enjoy this album. Another album that I have been consuming to death, even though it's not new, is that Bayday 2. Listen, Ball Greasy. That's another album that I can listen to from the start to the finish, and I just love it. It's the hood shit, got the R&B, it's doing a lot of samples of old school music, so it just has all these great R&B elements, and just, he's saying some real shit, and it's about, you know, relationships and shit, when you feeling a nigga, you know, I really enjoy it. So that's what I kind of been listening to a lot. So I really like this Invasion of Privacy and Bayday 2. Like, that has been what I'm listening to in and out, going places here and there. I gave Cardi B a listen when she did the Be Careful With Me song, and I was like, oh, this is a cute little song. And right after that, Invasion of Privacy, she has confirmed that she is pregnant, and I think she looks adorable pregnant. Like, I really think she looks really cute pregnant, and she's just being her normal Cardi self. That's all I can say. Like, I really, big ups to her. Like, she is so dope. I think everything that she's doing is in her fashion. What I love is that she's not trying to be anybody. From what I can see, she's not trying to be anybody. So I can really appreciate that. And just her being herself, ratchet, pregnant and all, twerking on the Coachella stage. But we're not going to go there. Not going to go there. But I loved it. I love it. I love it. This week, Nicki Minaj released some new music. I did not get a chance to listen. Sorry, Barbs. I understand that there's some beef going on between Nicki Minaj and Cardi, and I'm so over it. I used to be the biggest Nicki Minaj fan because I just, when she came on the scene with that freaking remix to, what is that song? Fuck, it's a song with her, Yo Gotti, and Trina. I forgot the name of the song. Oh, damn, it'll come to me. But that song was, I think it was called Top Five Chick. Bitch, I don't know. The song was amazing. Like, she came out, she did a verse. It was like, that's how she stepped on the scene. Great. Then after that, like, was listening to her mixtapes, and then that Itty Bitty Piggy just kind of sealed the deal for me. One of her most famous features that I love was on Monster, and she fucking murdered it. So from there, I was just like the biggest Nicki Minaj fan. When her first album came out, I played that shit from start to finish. That was an album that you could play from start to finish, and it was just amazing. Pink Friday was amazing. And after that, it kind of just all went kind of all downhill for me with Nicki Minaj. Love her as a businesswoman. Love her as a woman in general because, you know, she's a woman. I'm a feminist, and I believe that women need support regardless. I just have not been really feeling the moves that she's been making lately when it comes down to other female artists. I kind of noticed that Nicki, I feel like, okay, so she was like in her interview with Beats One, if you haven't heard, talking about, I guess, like going in further detail about the Motorsport song and the feature that, you know, how she was on it and about her and Cardi B. My problem with the freaking interview was, and everybody loves Trina, okay? She's the baddest bitch. That's it. She's the baddest bitch. She doesn't have really enemies, you know. I mean, besides fucking Kaya, but whatever. You know, Trina gets along with everybody. Trina is one of those people that you'll see her pop up in a picture of people, random ass people that's famous, and be like, okay, you know, she gets along with everyone. So using that as like your bias to be like, oh, well, Trina showed love. Everybody's not going to be like Trina and show love in the way she did. So expecting that to be, I guess, the norm or status quo, I think that's just to me a little weird. Then on top of that, you have the whole, let's not forget how you came into the game and Lil' Kim felt like you should have paid her homage and you should have did this and you didn't. So down here it is like you turn around and you're looking for something from Cardi, and I just didn't understand. I feel like this is way overdue if you guys did have an issue with Motorsport, because Motorsport has been out. And it's been out for a very long time, and no one has said anything about it. It never really got any buzz. Now, all of a sudden, you have this long hiatus, and you come out, and you're speaking about Motorsport now that you're dropping new music. I just feel like it's a little opportunistic to me. Furthermore, if I'm being 100% honest, Motorsport, to me, only got as much buzz as it did because Nicki Minaj and Cardi B was on the track together. I genuinely do not think the song is all of that. It's cute. It's a little, it's not even a bop to me. It's cute, and that's it. Girl, we play it once, and that's it. That's not something for me that I need to be like, oh, let me play it. Like, this is an anthem. Like, no. The song was cute. I do believe that the girls out-rapped the guys on the song, of course, but I, for that to be the feature, like, I feel like, okay, whatever. Then she was saying stuff like, oh, well, she should be honored to be, okay, let's not act like Nicki Minaj has not earned her girl rap crown or whatever. But I also want to point out that she did it in a time where there was no one else competing with her. Now it's like she has other people who got more bars, who can do more things, or who can hold their own. Let's not say more bars or whatever. Who can hold their own? It's like she cannot deal with sharing the spotlight with other people. And I noticed that because I feel as though she is a little intimidated. She is a little insecure. And you know what? That's fine. I'm not here to judge, but girl, I'm over it. Then like tearing up, girl. Bye. I was over it. Like, I'm over it. I really like Nicki Minaj. I'm not really into her new stuff, but I do enjoy her as
an artist and what she brings to the table. I feel as though sometimes she got some cute songs, cute little bops. Her features are amazing, always amazing. She never lets me down there. It's just her own personal body of work. It's just like, it's a hit or miss for me sometimes with Nicki Minaj. So sharing the spotlight, I see that that's an issue for her. That's my personal opinion. I feel like she don't like to share the spotlight with any other woman. She's very, you know, catty in that sense. And she tries to play it off as like, oh, I'm not. Why can't we just get, you know, like, I don't understand why women can't get money together and be big and beautiful and have your own success. Like, that's something that I just don't understand. And there's always something petty and messy behind it. And it's just like, okay, whatever, girl. I wish the both of them the best. I really think that Cardi B, her album was like, to me, like, I didn't hear a song that I can't, like, I can't even say to you, oh, what's my least favorite song on the album? Well, I can. My least favorite song will probably be that damn Bartier. That, like, I don't know. I don't really care for that song. But, I mean, and it's still, like, even if I hear it in a setting where it's, like, music and people dancing, like, I still bop to it or whatever. But it's, like, one of my least favorite songs. But on the album in general, I think she did a great job. This is for her. For this to be her first album, love it. Moving right along. So we're going to get into Mr. Christopher Brown. It's going to be real brief. I just want to point out that Karrueche is living her life. I don't want to say best life because I'm not sure if that's what that is. But she's living her best adjacent life with her boo Victor Cruz. And Chris Brown is like, I don't know if he's like being genuine about the things that he's posting under these fucking pictures about goals or, oh, I'm happy for them and da-da-da-da. Like, I don't know if he's doing that because he's low-key fucking crazy about her or he's doing that because he's genuinely wanting to see her happy. Now, everybody knows about the Chris Brown and Karate and shit that they went through as, you know, a couple. He treated that girl like pure shit. And I think she stood around and waited around and hoped for the best for him because he's Chris Brown. And additionally, I think she really did love him. But, I mean, there were so many ways that he fucked over that relationship. I mean, we can get into that. That'll be a whole nother show. So, and then he deactivated his Instagram. So, I don't know if he's going through something over there or maybe it's hurting him to see the person who he took for granted be so happy and so casual, but being with her boo on the beach with bikinis and shit. This is a prime lesson and, like, they don't... Men don't realize what they have, or people, not just men. Let me stop bashing these niggas. People don't realize what they have until it's gone. A lot of times you can have someone who's there for you by your side, ride or die, and you don't see it. And then it takes for you to absolutely lose it. Like, bitch, I'm putting out restraining orders, don't contact me type shit for you to be like, wow, I really had a good thing. So get well, Chris Brown. Love you, Breezy. You know, love the music that you make. Hope you're staying out of trouble. And let's keep it moving. Also, this week, I noticed, and something that pissed me the fuck off, is this goddamn Starbucks incident. Now, normally, I try to stay away from things that piss me off because I can go on a whole fucking rant on how people in this fucking country are just ignorant and the fucking worst. But what particularly pissed me off about this particular incident is it's at a Starbucks. And if anybody knows anything about fucking Starbucks, you can literally go and sit down in the Starbucks and use your laptop and not have to do any motherfucking thing. Don't have to purchase nothing. Just literally sit in there. It's a coffee shop. People meet up at coffee motherfucking shops all the time. So I don't understand. I read the article and it pissed me off even more because it says here, and there are witnesses that say these black young men did absolutely fucking nothing wrong. These black young men did absolutely fucking nothing wrong. Let me say that again. These black young men did absolutely fucking nothing wrong. Why in the entire fuck were they racially profiled? What set someone off? What did they do? Absolutely nothing. They just came to an establishment waiting to meet up with someone And all of a sudden, niggas just walking in, arresting them. Now, I don't understand, like, arresting, bitch, detaining me for what? Under the suspicion of who? Of what? Like, I need answers. What the fuck happened or what the fuck was said for these cops to come in and think, okay, well, based on what we were told, we need to arrest them. I don't even know. Like, I'm giving them a way out. What the fuck happened? I need answers. It's very upsetting, of course, because yet again, here we are with questions and no motherfucking answers. I believe that Starbucks need to issue a better fucking apology, because that half-ass apology they issued was, no, I need people to be understanding, like, okay, these people will be compensated for their misery, because, bitch, that's what the fuck it is. And, you know, we're going to look into the situation and rectify what's going on. Like, yeah. And then on top of that, like, everybody's overlooking the police, like, okay, so what type of pet detective work did you do decide that this person needed to be taken out of this establishment in handcuffs? Because that alone is embarrassing. I don't know about anybody else. Like, I've never been handcuffed, but I could imagine being handcuffed for some shit I didn't do and how fucking upset I was. Those young men, I commend them, because they were very professional, very cooperative. They didn't set off anything. They weren't talking loud. They did what the fuck they were asked to do. And in that situation, it's very hard, especially when you know you've done nothing wrong. So kudos to those young men. I hope that Starbucks cut the check, because, bitch, that's all we need. Cut the motherfucking check. And your manager need to be fucking fired. Whoever the fuck it was, fire them on the spot. I'm pretty sure, because of the backlash, everybody involved was probably fired. The whole shift was probably fired. It's called damage control. So, yeah, it's 2018 and people are still being fucking ignorant. And it's sad. It's very sad that you, as a person, are under attack just by the just by the way you look. We need to do better. Like, that's a call for us to do fucking better. Seriously, like, people are so comfortable with being ignorant that it's not even funny. And I want answers. I still want answers. Like, I really feel like at the end of the fucking day, these young men need to be compensated and explained as to why they were racially profiled in the first fucking place and how that racial profiling led to them being arrested. Let's do better, people. Next, I have... Well, I already have my own personal segment on Beyonce, so there's that. Because I have a lot to say, so I'm trying to get through all the mess. Listen, I have not been keeping up with Real Housewives of Atlanta because it's just too much. But I'm so happy. What I did read is that Kim Zolciak is not coming back. Don't understand why they brought her back in the first place. But I also love the nickname that she got as she returned the wig. It's very appropriate. It's hella petty, which I love. And I'm so happy to see her go, because her and her daughter are very annoying. And yeah, about that. If anybody's been watching Real Housewives of Atlanta, please update me on what's going on. All I know is it's the same old shit. NeNe still being loud and rich and thinks she better than everybody. Candy, I don't know what's really going on with her and Todd. Hopefully they're not, you know, putting nobody in a dungeon. Let me stop. Update me on what's going on with Real Housewives of Atlanta. Should I watch it? Should I not? Is it anything like last season? Because I watched last season and girl, I was like, listen, Candy has the greatest amount of restraint I've ever seen a person have. Because, honey, I would have dragged Phaedra. And on top of dragging her, I also would have sued her. Sued the shit out of her for defamation of character. Because there is no other blatant way. There was not a shadow of a doubt that on that fucking reunion, she was the one who set those rumors into motion about her and her husband and the rape and all drugs and all. Girl, Candy, I don't care what anybody says, Candy can be annoying. Yes. Love her down. She can be annoying. But she genuinely to me seems like she is not trying to fuck with these people, like, in a way where you can really shatter someone. Because had I had all of the ammunition that that bitch gave me, Phaedra Parks would be no more. I would destroy her for trying to destroy me. And it was literally for nothing. I don't think Candy did anything that warranted that type of... Girl, don't get me to talking and preaching. And Portia just being the fall guy was just amazing. As pretty as she is, y'all know she only there because of her body and her looks. Because the brain... Hallelujah, when you do it. Love her down. Again, she's another one that I like. I think Portia's body looks amazing. She's a gorgeous girl. Don't know how she didn't... Well, Phaedra's very conniving, so I can definitely understand how she got bamboozled. But I don't understand how the fuck she was... She didn't get it until the reunion. But anyway, update me on this season of Real Housewives Atlanta. I heard that Evil was on it, and I'm kind of like, that's not really her stilo, but oh, whatever. Next, we have Mr. Tristan... Third Trimester Thompson. That's what the internet calling him. All right. So I just want to say I am not the biggest fan of the Cadevils, and I wish harm on nobody. I don't wish harm on anyone. I don't seek ill will for anyone. But, bitch, I'm about to have an Angela Rye moment. Ah! Listen, you cannot. I just feel as though... I used to like Chloe of all the Cadevils. I really liked her. But, you know, with recent body changes, nose changes, ass changes, she just morphed into one of those annoying ass Cadevils. And I feel the same way as I feel about all of them. They can go away and never come back. I don't know what you want me to say. I don't know how I'm supposed to feel. Like, are we supposed to not acknowledge that she literally took this man from his pregnant baby mama, and now here it is, she's pregnant with his child, and he out philandering, which is what he is known for. I don't think she gives a fuck. Honestly, I'm gonna be a whole 100% honest with you. I think this is a storyline set up for another 95th season of Keeping Up with the Cadevils. And I think, like always, Chris is gonna turn this into made for TV. Bitches gonna be crying and shit, and then the beautiful baby gonna be born. They gonna have pretty flowers, and I'm over it. I genuinely don't expect anything else from the Cadevils or Tristan, Third Trimester Thompson. What do you want me to say? Saw this coming a mile away. Just was waiting on the day for it to drop. The happy pictures, the baby and all this good. Girl, I saw this shit coming a mile away. And if you can honestly look at this man's history and didn't see this shit coming a mile away, I don't know what the fuck Chloe thought, that she had some... That's a problem. We always get into situations with niggas and we think our pussy is so different and so special that he won't do the shit he been doing for years. This nigga has a pattern of doing this shit. And you think because you so different and your pussy is so devilish and special, bitch, that he wasn't gonna do the same shit he was doing for everybody else to you. And somehow his fuckery was gonna skip you. No, it wasn't. And... Again, I don't want to, you know, take delight in your demise, but girl, what the fuck did you expect? That's all I really can say, because I really, I was thinking about this shit, like, I saw this shit coming a mile away. With every fucking day that went on, I'm just like, I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. Waiting, waiting, and here it is. And then it's like, not only are the motherfucking girls naming people, they trying to implicate other Cleveland Cavalier players. And you, Tiana was like, bitch, keep my dick out your mouth. Keep my name, my man's name, and his penis out of your mouth. We don't want anything to do with these allegations. Fuck all of you hoes. Me and baby Junie and him, we are tight. Airtight, bitch. Which is quiet as it's kept, I don't know, but... At the same time, I really enjoy their, you know, their relationship as far as, like, their funniness. Never would say anybody's relationship is my relationship goals, but I can enjoy them as a couple. Even though they are a little too PDA for me and, like, a little too, like, out there because I just don't enjoy that in that way. But to each his own. So moving right along, that is the end of Hot Topic. That's all I got for y'all ass today, okay? Thank everyone for listening. Thank you guys for your feedback. I've been really appreciating it. I feel like it's great, and I'm happy to hear it. We're going to get into Neek's pep talk. So today's pep talk is just going to be about honing your inner dopeness. I think a lot of times we get into situations where we're so doubtful of who we are because growing up, a lot of us, especially me, we weren't raised with the validation of it all, where someone was in your corner telling you, no, you're good, you're great, this is good, like that, yes, I like that, do that, that's perfect. We were raised with a lot of, I was raised with a lot of, not negativity, but it wasn't necessarily positive either, where I was raised by parents who were verbally abused. So my parents were verbally abused, and it, coming up in that, you want to change, but you don't necessarily know how to move to change. So some of the things you would say to your parents were, if, especially if they grew up in poverty or they grew up just being in the mindset that things don't work out and you got to be, you know, less hopeful and stuff like that. So when you go to your parents with these big, bright ideas and you go to your parents with things that you think are great and then they shut them down, it closes you as a child. And I remember just growing up and always needing that. Yeah, it's good. Yeah, do that. That's okay. Yeah, you're fine. No problem. Like, you know, and never really getting that, especially when you come from parents who believe that getting good grades is what you're supposed to do. So they don't reward you or congratulate you or yay or celebrate you for those things. It's like, that's what you're supposed to do. And so you only kind of get the backlash of, well, what the fuck you got your hand off of? You're supposed to be getting good grades in school. Or why the fuck you got this on your report, Carl? You know, it's never a, oh, I'm so happy. Thank you for, you know, bringing home good grades to mommy and daddy. I appreciate it. That's not what I received as a child. So growing up, you know, validation is extremely important for me, especially in today's life. And a lot of times we do look for it in other sources, like shit, Instagram, Facebook, social media, because those sources allow you to get kind of like what you didn't have as a child. Somebody telling you, oh, bitch, you look good. Or, oh, you know, no, we didn't have that growing up. For me, I didn't. My mother would be like, it would kind of be like little snarky remarks about your appearance. So you always kind of grow up unsure of yourself. So here we are today, grown, adulting, and we still kind of have those moments where we are just unsure. Like the other day, I genuinely felt like, listen, when I put on makeup and my wig, bitch, I will slay the entire fucking universe. Do you understand me? And I feel very good about myself, especially if I got a nice outfit and, you know, I don't oil my body down. I feel great. But then there are days when I feel like, why the fuck am I here? I am looking a flaming hot Cheeto mess and it's not my day. And when I begin to realize, okay, I have so much in me that I want to do and say. And a lot of times I'm like, well, why would anybody want to listen to me? Goddamn, like, I be looking crazy as fuck. But I have to realize that I'm okay. I have to get to the point where I had to literally get to the point where it was like, bitch, oosh, I'm okay. I had to be okay with me. I had to validate myself. I had to encourage myself. And it was hard because when you, your thing is external validation, you're always looking to see, am I good? You're always looking from that nod from somebody. You always, like, you know how you run your ideas through everybody, like 4 or 5 different people before you make a decision? Like, I literally had to stop all that shit and just focus on what my voice says and trust in my dopeness enough to be like, yeah, I like that. Trust in my own taste, trust in my own voice, trust in my own like eyes and what I like and what I want to see and just be comfortable in that. And it took a while. I'm not going to lie. It took a while for me to get to the point where I'm like, yeah, I like that. No, I don't like that. Or, you know, trusting in myself enough to say, this is for me. This is not for me. And what I encourage everybody to do is get to a space where it literally only has to make sense to you. You may not be in that space every day. And you damn sure may not be in that space, you know, when you're trying to figure it out. But when you get to the space where it literally only has to make sense to you, it's a powerful place to be, because at that point, you trust on your intuition, on your knowledge, on what you've seen, on your taste, on your particular style so much that it is only, you're only creating something authentic to you. So you don't have to worry about people, oh, shit, this bitch copying me, this, you know, little shit that people say, because you've honed your own thing. You're in your own carved out special lane. And it took a while for me to understand, like, okay, when you shut everybody else out, when you stop worrying about what's trendy, stop worrying about what's going to sell, stop worrying about how people are going to take it, and just hone into your own shit and what you want. Because we all have visions in our head that are so unique and creative. But when you're worrying about the masses, you start to produce like the masses. So I believe that trend setting comes from you literally cutting all that shit out, blocking all that shit out, going right in and doing what you need to do, laser focused on you, and then cut everything else to the floor. All that shit goes on the cutting floor, and then you begin to hone in what you like. I don't like that. No, I'm gonna raise that a little bit. No, I like it to come forward a little bit. Oh no, I'm gonna push it back. You know, you start to edit yourself and start to be more authentic by just trusting who you are and validating yourself. No, that's cute. Oh, I like that. Oh, those shoes are cute. Oh, fuck. You know, like, we rely so much on other people's opinions, and then when a bitch keep giving you bad opinions, now you pissed off. Well, bitch, you open the door for the hoe to come in and just tell you all type of shit, but now all of a sudden, you know, you don't want to do that. Start trusting in yourself. Start believing in what it is that you do. Start believing in the fact that, okay, you can make a decision and it is okay for you. It only has to make sense to you. We get so caught up in what everybody will think, what everybody will say, how everybody will respond, that we don't even know who the fuck or what the fuck our voices sound like, because we're so busy trying to please everyone else. No, if it's dope to you, your audience will find you. Simple and motherfucking plain. Don't do it for the compliments. Don't do it for the likes. Don't do it for the shares. Don't do it for the people to support. Do it for you, and everyone else will follow. Do what you want. Be who you want. And your people will show up. Those people who genuinely support you through your good, your bad, and your ugly. Those people who genuinely want to see you win will be there for you. And they will show themselves. And a lot of times it's lonely when you start editing yourself, fine-tuning yourself, trying to find your voice, trying to find what you're doing. It is, because it's like, damn, you know, I used to be able to sit and have roundtable 4-hour discussions about what outfit I was going to wear, until you start picking out shit and putting it on yourself. It's like, damn, I put this together. We just don't believe that we have what it takes to be great people. And that's not true. Like I said before, it's all about what's in that box. Get in that motherfucking box and start moving shit around. Change it up. Shit, if you want to cut your hair off today or tomorrow, and if you know you can rock it, if it makes sense to you, do it. If you want to say, you know what, I've looked at my bills, I've looked at my finances, and God damn it, I refuse to be unhappy another day. I am going to make it work, and I'm leaving this fucking job. If it makes sense to you, do it. You got to go out and trust what you have in that box, and you have to use it. I feel like if you don't use what's in your box, you lose it. Shit. I ain't got time to be losing shit in my box. I got a lot of great shit in there. And I'm going to get in there and figure it the fuck out. And I encourage y'all to do the same. So, people, trust your dopeness. Don't you let not another goddamn day go by where you are in fear of the dope-ass person, queen, king you are. Stop doubting yourself. Stop second-guessing yourself. Take a leap. Fuck that shit. It's gonna be what it's gonna be. And you have to believe that. And don't ever, ever, ever allow someone to come in and completely fuck up your shit because they don't have the security or they're not, you know, securing their own shit. So they don't, they sowing seeds of doubt in you. No, protect yourself. I'm probably rambling and I don't make no fucking sense, but somebody heard me. And that is the end of my rant. Please, people, trust in your dopeness. Trust that no matter what it is that you want to do, no matter how fucking crazy it is, go out and give yourself the 100% try and chance that you deserve. Because a lot of times we'll go and back somebody else's shit, but won't back our own shit. Support somebody else's shit, but won't share. You know what I mean? Like, come on. It's time for you to stand up and be you and do you like the way you want to. Not just in theory, not just in your motherfucking head, not just on paper, but in physical walk and action. Get it done. Let's go. Let's go. There is only one you. That's the most important thing I've ever learned in my life, that there's only one me. So there's no such thing as a flaw. If God only made me, how is there flaws? Hello? If God only made one of it, how could it be? How is there flaws? He made me in the image and the likeness of him, and he made only one. There is literally only one need. You can try, you can come, you can send, you can do, but you cannot be me. And that is my power. And I'm honing that shit. And I won't let another damn day go by without recognizing that I am a force. And I am coming for everything that I told myself. Fuck other people and what they said to me. Everything I told myself that I couldn't have. And I leave y'all with that this week. Thank y'all for tuning in. I don't got no damn letter because y'all ain't sending no damn letter. So I guess y'all ain't got no questions. Everybody life great. But if you have a question and you want me to answer it, send your questions over to askfulldisclosure@gmail.com. That's askfulldisclosure@gmail.com. And I will put your questions on the show. I appreciate you guys tuning in. Thank you guys for listening. And I look forward to seeing everyone hone their power. I know y'all think I'm crazy as fuck, and I don't care. Because, again, this is for someone. I don't know who. Shout out to everyone who reached out to me. Shout out to so many people. All of my Facebook friends. Everybody's name is just not coming to my head right now. I feel so stupid. But shout out to everyone who hit me up about listening to the podcast. I appreciate it. I hope I can bring more content to you guys, more guests on the show, talk about some shit. You know, we're gonna get into these relationship issues and things of that. And I will see y'all ass next week. Well, I'm not seeing you guys, but like, you'll hear from me next week. Bye.
If you are still listening at this point, I just want to go ahead and point out that I have seen the entire Beyonce Coachella performance. And since then have been in dire search of my edges. If anyone can please help me find them, I would greatly appreciate that. I don't know if I need some miracle drops. I don't know if I need some super grow, some super glue, something, Lord, because they are gone. That was a response to me first seeing and my first initial reaction to seeing Beachella. So please, 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 please help me find my edges. All right, y'all. See y'all next week.
Understand what I read to you?
Hell no, but I refuse to answer any questions under the grounds that they may incriminate me.
You want me to explain?
Hell no!